We are learning Mesechtes Bamitzia, Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Koitz Adam Aydei Ishtoi, Koitz Adam Aydei Atzmoi, Aydei Benoi Bita Agdeli. We learned this Mishnah, a lot of it, on yesterday's Blatt. So the halacha is that someone can make up with his employer that he's not going to eat any peiros. He can do it for himself. He can make this contract for his children who are gedolim ready because they could be meichel. If his eved or shifcha are working also for someone, he can also make up because they could be meichel. And the Gemara was handling before, if he gets the salary anyway, so he can make it up no matter what. So the Gemara had the shout to go on Milam Mazinus, not Milam Mazinus. Aide Ishtoi, he goes to make up for his wife, and she has das, they all have das, and they can be Meichel. But you cannot do a ketzitza for your children who are babies, who are under bar mitzvah. Why? Because they can't be Meichel. You can't do it for your Eved and Shivcha Ketanim, because also they can't be Meichel. You also can't do it for your behema. Peshemim Das is going back on Ketanim, but the reason is because there's an Issa Chasima, therefore you cannot do the Ketitza, I did the behema. You can't make up with the behemoth going to rent it out. You cannot make up with the person who rented that you won't give Mizainis, because there's an Issa Lav of Saksim Shar B'dishoy. You hire poilim to work in your property, harvesting your trees, which are netter ravai. Netter ravai is the fourth year of Arla. Halacha is, you're allowed to eat the peiros, but you have to bring up to Yerushalayim. They're not allowed to eat it, because netter ravai, they're not in Yerushalayim. But if you didn't let the workers know that they're going to be working in that netter ravai, so you're taking away from them the opportunity to eat, poideh machilim. Lacha is that you poideh it and you feed them. And the Gemara before declaring what's the reason for it, and one of the reasons the Gemara came out is because it looks like a mechatayis. Because here you hire them to work. Usually when they work, they're able to do the payers. Now you hire them and they're working on trees that are net to ravai. So therefore you have to facilitate that they do eat, even though the batsam they don't eat because it's net to ravai. Nesparsu igulav nespatru chaviyasav. The lacha is if igulam we're already dried out figs, and now they separated. Now you want to put them back together, and you hired workers to do that. And this is after Gemar Malacha Lemaisa. So here's a case where they shouldn't be eating, or in a spatru chavi yosef, or the barrels of wine opened up, and now you have to reseal them again. This is something that it's already Nigmar Lemaisa. And if you remember, the halachas of Poyel is that when they work batalush, it's only if they work in things that are not Nigma Malacha L'maisa. This is already Nigma Malacha L'maisa, which means it's already Mechuyev L'maisa, and therefore there's no din that a poil eats from this. And it's learned out because you see by Dosh, it's before, that's where we learn our Talos from, and that's before Nigma Malacha L'maisa. So here, when you work in these things, you don't eat because it's already Nigma Malacha already. Hare ilo yoichlu. But Mlo Yediyam, if you didn't let them know this is their job, Maisa Vechilim, then you take off Maisa and you are Michael, your Poyalim. And the Gemara before handled, how is it possible that you thought that, how do you think that this was a Chayiv, was Nigma Alachal Maisa? You were hired for this job, but in Sparsa Agula, Spartu Chavi Yosef, I in the Gemara before, the Gemara says. And the last halacha, and just by the way, whatever we learned in the Mishnah, we're not going to explain in the Gemara. It's all explained on yesterday's blah. The last line will be discussion of our Gemara. Shemrei Peirois, Oichlin, Mehilchos Medina, Avloim Natair. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that people who watch, the watchmen of a Peirois, they eat Mehilchos Medina, but not Minatair. Minatair, they're not considered a pile that eats. Zog the Gemara, right? Shemrei Peirois, Omarav, this din that Shemrei Peirois, Mehilchos Medina, Shonu Elo, Shemrei Gano, Yisuf Pardesim. Rav says, this whole halacha, that we need the Hilchas Medina for them to eat, is only by Ganais or Pardesim. Where there, they don't eat Minat Torah. Why? Because there it's Mechubur, and it's not Gemar Malacha. It means you're watching these gardens and orchards are growing now. While they're growing, they're not Gemar Malacha. We know from the first Mishnah, from the Mishnah beginning of the Sugya of Payalim, that when it's Mechubur, it's the opposite. When it's mechuber, you only eat by gemar malacha, not when you're pruning. Only when you're doing the gemar malacha. So here, watching over the year while it's growing, it's not gemar malacha. So there, you don't eat medina medina tarah because it's not gemar malacha yet. So there, you only eat mehilchas medina. Avos shoyim megidus va'areimoyis. But in the case where you're watching the gas or the piles of tefuah that were not nigmar malacha lemaisa yet, then you eat minat tayra. Then you eat minat tayra because it's talush and it's not nigmar malacha lemaisa. So now if you eat minat tayra, it must be holds kesava mesham rekoyis lemaisa dami. Which Gemara is saying like this: Rav holds that when you're a watchman, you're a regular pile who's doing malacha. So really, you eat midaraisa. The Hilchas Medina is only four cases where it's not Nigmar Malacha yet and it's Mechubah. That's what you need the Hilchas Medina for. Even there you get to eat. So we know, we had a Gemara before that said when you prune the trees you don't eat. So would you eat Hilchas Medina if you Rav? Yes. It's not worse than Shemre Ginez Separdesen. Like Rashi speaks this out. If you look at that Rashi, that El Shemre Ginez Separdesen, Rashi says, the same thing Taisa speaks out. Taisa says, So come to Alfi Rav, all those cases we said before by Mechubah, they don't eat. You do eat Mechubah Medina. Midrabon and you eat. Right, that's the only time you won't eat. There's only talosh after Gemara Maisa. That's the only time you won't eat. There won't be Hilchas Medina over there. Yeah, so it comes out. But Shmuel Amar Loishanu El Shomer Megisas Varemais. Shmuel says the opposite. Because Shmuel holds that Shomer is not considered Oisa Maisa. So a Shomer never eats Menat Torah, and the Din Hilchas Medina is limited to cases where if you would be working, you would eat Menat Torah. So lo yishon al shomer gisus va'areimais, because there it's talush and not nigmar malacha lemaiser. So there is hilchos medina. Avos shomer ginus separdesim, or same thing for menachesh and all those things. Ain't a oichin loy minat tayr loy hilchos medina. Kusav ha'meshamer. Oh, it's true. What I said, but it's not mukach nigmar. But yeah, but loy hilchos medina. Kusav ha'meshamer lav koyis ma'is dami. I mean, Shmuel doesn't have that chiddush that menachesh would eat. Shmuel says the only time you eat is a shomer of something that you would eat if it would be doing a real malacha. Like, for example, by Gisa's Varemois there, where it's not Nigmar Malacha Lamais, there it's Talosh, so there the Shomer will be eat Medarbanon. But a Shomer of things that are not Nigmar Malacha, don't eat. There's no, even Milchas Medina, they don't eat at all. Because Shomer Lavko Esamaisa Dami. Shomer is not a Esamaisa, and therefore they won't eat. And they also won't eat by Menachesh also, because there's no precedent for such a Takana. So there they won't eat it as well. Masiv Rav, that's Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. So Ikka Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is that if Shomer goes to Ma'is Dami, and it has ramifications, the Gabi is din of Hilchas Medina by the pile. Masiv Rachabar Rav Huna, Meshamer Esa Para, Metama Begodim. We know anyone who's Oisik in the Para Aduma is Metama Begodim. What about if you're watching, you're safeguarding the Para Aduma? Do you become Tame or not? So it says in the Brisa, the Meshamer is a par matam begodim. Vi amrit Meshamer lav koyis the ma'isa dami. Amay matam begodim. Why is begodim matame? If it's Meshamer lav koyis ma'isa dami. Omer Rav Ahula, gzeira shema yozus ba aver. There's a gzeira shema yozus ba aver. Maybe while you're safeguarding, you're by mistake going to get involved in the para aduma and move one of its limbs of the para while it's burning, whatever the case is. And therefore, we said anyone who's oisik is tam begodim. You're right. It's not midaraisa because shomer lav koyis ma'isa dami. It's midarabanan because you might come to touch something. And therefore, it's not a raya that shomer is oisik ma'isa.
You tell me even though you never touched it?
Huh?
You tell me even though you never touched it?
Midarabanan. Yeah, it's an exer. It's only midarabanan in this case. If the shomer is ma'is tami, then the raisa call usik be parah duma is tami. But here we're saying that that it's not kois ma'is. It's only midrabanan. You might have been usik by mistake and touched it. That's why it's a gzeira shem yozus ba'ibra. Even if you didn't do it, yes. Masiv Rav Kahana hamashamer abra v'chamash makshayis. You're watching these cucumber fields, four or five cucumber fields, different people. You're watching four or five of them. You shouldn't just eat from one. Eat for everyone if you cheshbon. You know, if you're eating every day 10 cucumbers, eat 2 from each one. If you cheshbon. Why are you eating over here? So it means like this. Bisham fi rav. You can eat. Why? Because we said that a mechubra is not nigmar malacha. That's where hilchas v'dinah kicks in. But according to Shmuel, hilchas v'dinah is not in this case. Hilchas v'dinah is only in a case where you'd be eating if you'd be working. But here, this is not nigmar malacha. So if you're Shmuel, why in the world are you eating over here? Omrav shimi barashi barakurim shani. We're talking about loose cucumbers. Loose cucumber. That's where you said. That's where by loose cucumbers there it's like Gisus Varemais, there a shomer will eat Madrabana. Akurim Shanu. Break the Gemara, Akurim, Bala Nigma of Lachdal Lamaisa. What do you mean, Bob? Nigma of Lamaisa, then even if you're small, you don't eat. If you have one, you don't eat. If Nigma of Lamaisa, if you have one, you don't eat. So here, if it's ready harvested and cut the cucumbers, piles of cucumbers, ready to Nigma of Lamaisa. And for the Gemara, we need to pick a shlehem. We learned this before, there's a little flower on top of these cucumbers, and it didn't fall off yet, so it's not chayv mice yet. So therefore, that's the case of this brisa. So we had him Machakis Rav and Shmuel, we had 2 brises, and we answered them up. Omar Ravashi, Kavaseh to Shmuel Mestabra. Our Mishnah is mashma like Shmuel. Why? It says in our Mishnah like this. This is the Mishnah before, and the Pei Test, that gives us all the rules of a pile. It's not. Ve'il oichim min ha-tayru. These are the pilem we'im min ha-tayru. Oisif v'mechub v'lekarka v'shas k'mar malacha. If you work v'mechub v'lekarka v'shas k'mar malacha, and it says v'talush before nigma malacha l'maisa. So what is the lashon? Eil oichim min ha-tayru. V'smashma v'chad ikka d'loika oichim min ha-tayru malachas v'dina. And the aim is sefer. And the sefer says like this. This means that some will eat malachas v'dina. We don't know what they are yet. Let's say the sefer of the Mishnah. Ve'il she'ein oichlin. And it says ain oichlin. It means ain oichlin at all. My ain oichlin. Really, I'm saying oichlin matar elam halachas dina. Hainu reisha. That's what reisha is saying. Ela lav shein oichlin loy matar elam halachas dina. The Mishnah ends off. These don't eat at all. And what are they? My new oisev b'mechub lekarka b'shal shein gemar malacha. For example, menachish v'chol menachish. And right there, you got a riot of Shmuel. Because according to Rav, a menachish, someone who prunes, eats midrabanan al kaponim. And he was saying eil shein oichlin, which means ain oichlin at all. Of someone who works b'mechubah for gemar malacha, so chayra v'chosh again. So there we see, even if you do actual work, physical work, still you don't eat. V'chosh again shoyim reginis paradeis don't eat midrabanan. If that doesn't eat midrabanan, sure doesn't eat midrabanan. So therefore, it's a raya to Shmuel and not like Rav. So it comes out we're passing like Shmuel the whole the shoyim re paris lavkois ma'is dami. And the only time you eat is only something that if it would be a pa'ula, if it would be physical work, then you would eat. And what is that case that we're talking about? We're talking about watching the gisa isvarei meiser, which are not nigma lachal meiser. You're watching the loose peiros from the wine press that are not nigma lachal meiser. There, even if you're watching it, eat melachas medina. That's Shmuel's halacha. Zok the Gemara weiter, a new Mishnah, and be'etzem this Mishnah would belong in Perek Hashoyel. This Mishnah is starting the sugya of Shomrim, which is the discussion of Perek Hashoyel as well, and this is the sugya of Shomrim. Zok the Mishnah, Abba Shomrim. There are 4 Shomrim. What are the 4 shomrim? Shomer chinam, that's someone who watches something for free, va'a shoyel, that's someone who borrows something and actually uses it. Nois yisach, someone gets paid for watching, va'a seicher, someone who rents it. He uses it and pays for rent. So what's the halacha? Shomer chinam nishval kol. Shomer chinam is potter on everything besides for negligence, besides for shia. He's potter on everything. He makes a shvua, it was stolen, it was lost, and he's good to go. Nishval kol. Va'a shoyel mishal mesakol. Shoyel pays for everything. When I say make a shua that is stolen, you have to know what the exact shua is. Shua is that loy pasha, and the shua is that loy shalach bayad. We're not getting into that right now, exactly what the shua is. But Shemekhim makes a shua in his potter, besides if it's a pshia. Vashayel mashalm is a curl. Shayel pays everything. Shayel alacha is that he even pays for einsim. But no, you say sachar, vas soicher, this Mr. Old Shem is sachar and a soicher are the same thing, same alachas. The shbaim, they could swear and they could be potter ala shvura if it breaks its foot. Vala shavuyo, if it gets captured, vala mesiv, it drops dead. Umasham mesaveda zagneva, it pays for aveda zagneva, that it pays for. That's the in between level, shemesacha and sechar, in between shemechidim and ashayo. Shavuyo means that it was captured by armed robbers. Usually shavuyo means it was captured. It means in front of your face. So shavuyo means a army comes and takes it. Usually it's armed robbers, armed list of mizuyim or armed army. That's what shavuyo means. Shavuyo takes people also. It's not gneva. Geneva means it was stolen at night. It was left outside. It was stolen. Someone dug onto your house and stole it. That's a Geneva. So the Gemara, man Tana Arba Shemrim. Who's the Tana holds that there are four Shemrim? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avuah, or Ramehi. It's Ramehi. It's Masha was saying that who's the Tana holds four Shemrim? Ramehi. Bring the Gemara. Amar Leir Ravel or Rav Nachman. Miyakid less the Arba Shemrim. There's someone who holds no four Shemrim. It's the first Pesukim that's four Shemrim. You don't have to tell me it's Ramehi. Everyone holds his four Shemrim. Amalei, no, Hakim Yilach. This is my question to you. Man Tana Seicher Kenoiz Yisachar Dami. Who is the Tana holds that a Seicher has the same din as a Shem Yisachar? You know, there is Rameihi. So Rameihi holds that a Seicher like a Shem Yisachar, not like a Shem Yichinam. For Eitig Gemara, this is what a Rabba Ba'avua says, it's Rameihi. Rabba Avua says, Rameihi is one who holds that Seicher is like a Shem Yisachar. For Eitig Gemara, but Rameihi Ipcha Shem Yilach. The Tanya looked at the Raisa. Soicha gets a Shalom. Rabbi holds Shem Echinam. Rabbi holds Shem Echinam. Rabbi holds Shem Echinam. Rabbi holds Shem Echinam. Rabbi Avua Ipcha Ketani. So the Raisa says that Rabbi says Shem Echinam. So Rabbi Avua Ipcha Ketani. Rabbi Avua says Ipcha. He learns the Raisa the opposite. Rabbi is the one who holds Shem Echinam. That's what he said. That who's about the one who holds Shem Echinam? That's Rabbi. For Edmar Akasha. If so, it's not four shemrim, it's three shemrim. What's the ihachi? What's the ihachi? What does it do with anything? Zok taisvis. I hi ihachi ein boy. I am b'shlamet the bekar nami have a much luxury ihachi. It's talking a lav dafka the ihachi. And taisvis says v'chein yesh harbe b'gemara. There's a lot of times you have to ask the rambam who learns after me. You have a lot of times the gemara. A lot of times you have a lot of taisvis. And you have to know all the places, but Yehachi a lot of times could be like that. You're right, it's Lav Dafka, very good. Amar Nachma Yitzchak. This is a Kasha. Why is the Kasha? So we'll learn it's not a Yehachi, it's a general question. Chayra, it's only three Shemrim, because it's either Chayv Amshir, or Chayv Yehavedo, or Chayv Ainsim. It's not four. So at the Gemara, Amar Nachma Yitzchak, Dal Shemrim, Dineim Shlesha. It's four Shemrim, just the Dineim are three, they're three different Dinim. Oh, but there's four different Shemrim, the Shemichinam, 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 Shoyal, and Hasaycher.